This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. On Friday night, Amelia Brown says they and their friend were shot at by two unidentified men outside Presbyterian Hospital on Central at 9:15 p.m. Brown helped coordinate supplies for a Black Lives Matter protest Monday in Albuquerque and has attended several marches in the last couple of weeks. Friday night, they were walking to a vigil at UNM from another demonstration downtown. Brown says they don't know who shot at them, but that they are one of several local Black activists being targeted and surveilled by both police and groups of armed civilians in recent days. KUNM's Yasmin Khan spoke with Brown about that experience.
Can you tell me just what happened?
We were almost past the main hospital and onto their secondary parking lot when I heard popping noises, right? And I was like, what is that? What is that noise? And like, suddenly I realized what it was. And it was gunshots. And I was like, oh my God. And they were super close. I froze for a second because like, I just had to like assess where the sound was. And then I saw this like dark blue Volkswagen sedan driving down. And then I saw the muzzle fire. And then we were like inches away from that bullet. And me and her like hit the ground. And then they shot around us again, and we ran through the parking lot all the way to the back to Silver Avenue. But we still kept hearing gunshots because we're pretty sure that there was a secondary person coming down the road.
And do you think they were police?
No, they were not police.
Do you think they were those militia guys?
Earlier in the day, a friend of mine had given me some intel that the militiamen were going to show up at the rally downtown at Civic Plaza and that they were going to make the presence known. But, you know, I couldn't really see them very well. But at the same time, it really made me start thinking, like, wow, this is like a real threat to our safety right now. Surprisingly, in that like split second, I managed to like see enough details to kind of describe what this person or persons, there's two people, look like in the car. But at the same time, I was really scared that I was about to get hit.
Were they men? And do you think they were rubber bullets or real bullets?
They were definitely real bullets. Living in Albuquerque, you can definitely tell the fireworks from the bullets. And the way it rang through the air, oof, I thought we were going to get hit. But it was definitely men, and they could have been white or Hispanic, but I'm pretty sure they were white.
Have other organizers been surveilled or targeted?
Yes. Several of their organizers that I know have definitely had their fair share of death threats and targeting.
And you said in our Facebook messages that this was eye-opening. Can you expand on that?
I understand that the world is extremely dangerous. Like, there's, you know, places, this is not a safe place. There's danger lurking around every corner, but you don't have to see the horror of it all the time. But like, to know, like, okay, 2017, there was a UNM grad student that was shot off of Stanford and Central. Okay, his name was Juan Carlos, and he was a victim of a random drive-by. And he was a good friend of mine, and he was very much a good friend of other people that I'm associated with, and it, like, really broke my best friend. And he never recovered from that. And it's just scary that people, like, would just, like, want to have senseless violence like that. It's horrifying to know that, like, I could be a victim of senseless violence just because of what I say, which is righteous, and what I do, which is, like, I march in the street with the people of New Mexico, and, just, like, I walk with all of them. And could just be snuffed out like a candlelight.
Have the police followed up with you about anything?
No.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Amelia Brown, a Black Lives Matter protest coordinator, speaking with KUNM's Yasmin Khan. Albuquerque Police Department spokesperson Gilbert Gallegos said police received Brown's 911 call about shots fired from a car and dispatched a be on the lookout alert. Gallegos did not specify if police know who the shooters are, if there have been any arrests, or whether they're investigating the shooting. Find this story online at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.